on Capitol Hill. Senators this afternoon advanced a key piece of legislation that the goal is to improve the nation's cybersecurity infrastructure. The vote came in the Senate Homeland Security Committee, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following the hearing all this afternoon. He joins us with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, the measure involved is Senate Bill 3480, the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act of 2010. As we've been reporting to you over the last several weeks here on Federal News Radio, this bill was introduced by Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, the chairman of the committee, his ranking member, Susan Collins from Maine, and Delaware Democrat Tom Carper. He's a senior member of the Homeland Security Committee. The measure that was voted upon this afternoon has been tweaked and refined over the last several weeks since it was first introduced and then had its hearing in the committee last week. Senator Collins, who's the ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee, this afternoon talked about some of the changes, particularly one provision that has been troubling to many. People say that it gives the president authority over the Internet in the event of a cyber attack.
The most important, which the chairman has addressed and which our substitute amendment with Senator Carper makes even clearer, is that somehow we give the president this enormous ability to exercise a kill switch and bring down the entire Internet. The irony is that under current law, the president does have this extremely broad, nearly unchecked authority under Section 706 of the Communications Act. That section was passed a month after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor for a markedly different time. But it's extremely broad language, and our bill instead would circumscribe that language, put controls on the use, limited to critical infrastructure only, require extensive consultation and a limited approach with Congress. And Senator Coburn has contributed to our efforts by constraining that authority even more. The private sector would be involved in a partnership as we approach this kind of crisis. And indeed, we provide far more protections for personal privacy, for civil liberties in the event of a cyber attack than the current law, because we do set up a responsible framework. I believe that the amendment, the substitute, which the chairman and Senator Carper and I are offering, which has input from many members of this committee, strengthen those protections even more.
Now, it's remarkable here, Chris, that the in the subsequent debate after Senator Collins read the what the meaning of some of the changes that were made to this bill, couple of little tweaks and a little couple of amendments were offered and then pulled from the floor of the committee hearing room, mm-hmm. By Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Senator John McCain apparently had some concerns. He pulled his amendments off the floor, and then they were able to pass this bill unanimously in the committee, and now it's on its way down to the floor of the Senate.
And we've talked before when this bill was introduced, which was only, what, last week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. But still, particularly in the Senate, it's pretty speedy.
Oh, it's very speedy. Senator Lieberman, the chairman of the committee, had said almost from the get go that this bill was going to be fast tracked, and he apparently has been working behind the scenes to garner support for this bill. As we heard this morning on the Federal Drive, we had our interview with Congresswoman Yvette Clark from New York. She's the chairman of the House Cybersecurity Subcommittee, and she's one of three members over there that we know of so far who are going to introduce a companion version of the Lieberman bill over in the House. That means that this bill has already garnered support on the south side of Capitol Hill, and doing it that particular way will speed passage once the once the bill is approved, assuming it's approved by the full Senate at some point, the fact that there's a companion measure that exists over on the House side will actually make it passage over there quicker when the time comes. And so it's so they're basically Senator Lieberman's plans to fast track this bill, at least so far, seem to be working.
And some of the major provisions of this, it would essentially codify the Howard Schmidt job, the mm-hmm. cybersecurity coordinator, in law,
that's
and
right.
And make that person reportable, so they'd have to need Senate confirmation. Correct.
Right. They'd have to. It'd have to be. He'd have to report or be confirmed by the Senate. But I think more importantly to Chairman Lieberman, he wants to be able to have Mr. Schmidt come to Capitol Hill to testify whenever they have some concerns or questions. He said in so many words during the committee hearing on this bill last week that a couple of times executive privilege has been invoked saying that he would not testify before the Homeland Security Committee. And that's a concern not only to Senator Lieberman, but also to members of the House Homeland Security Committee who have had their own concerns about cybersecurity. I should hasten to add that this afternoon, I think one of the reasons why Senator Lieberman is feeling a little bit of urgency about this, along with the fact that obviously nation's cyber infrastructure is constantly being attacked on a daily basis. This is one of 40 bills up there. And as a matter of fact, while we were wrapping up the consideration of this bill and a bunch of others in the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Missouri Senator Kit Bond was on the floor of the United States Senate talking about yet another bill that has in its title the word cybersecurity in it. There are 40 bills like this right now, 40 bills up there. And part of the challenge for a committee chairman is to make their bill stand out in such a way that that it has a pretty good chance of passage. And so for the moment, his bill is picking up some steam. It now goes to the full Senate for consideration. And the hope that he has, that Senator Lieberman has, is that they can bring it to the floor for a vote in the full Senate before they leave for the July 4th recess.
And it also would the bill would also give DHS
yes.
Some boost their role, because there's been a lot of infighting, mm-hmm. and essentially says DHS
it's
is responsible for civilian cybersecurity efforts.
That's right. They would be the lead agency when it comes to defending the .gov internet domain.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. You're going to have more tomorrow, right, Max?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy and on federalnewsradio.com.